Okay, everyone, let's just get started. First of all, I wanted to set up some ground rules as we begin. I know a lot of you that are on this script class have not taken the classes or courses that I already teach. So forgive me for assuming sometimes that maybe you know some of my idiosyncrasies of training, but I'm going to kind of work with you if you'll be patient with me also. We'll do this together. First of all, we don't really engage in major crosstalk. We don't engage in lots of excuses because it just takes up a lot of time. I'm glad you're here. So once you're here and you go, I made it to a call. It's okay. If you showed in 2 minutes late, that's all right. You got here and that's all that matters. And so we'll work through all the rest. We have an itinerary of things that are going on. We have stuff that's been happening. The reason the scripts have not been put on the back office website sooner is because of the computer crash. And it's been very tough to get that up there without the right software and programs to do that. So Stefan has worked diligently to get everything working, and we'll have everything up, as he said, by the time this call is over with. The scripts are going to be released to you first who participate and get on this call and have and engage in this. I'd like to do a follow-up class to all of this so that you can role play and really engage in your scripts and you can work with one another and let people hear you. When we've done script classes or calling, it is amazing the difference of what you will grab your hands onto and how confident you feel. I'm going to tell you there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 special scripts, and one of those is a bonus. There are some things there. You're going to be able to pull all 6 if you want them. So you'll be able to open them up in PDF format. You'll be able to look at them and say, this one I need to print, this one I just needed to read, this one I just wanted to recap. You do it any way you want. If you're very clever, you'll put them in a pitch or script book, because they are going to be available in script book form soon anyway. And so I'm going to be using a document that actually has all of the scripts on it, so I hope to stay in a formatted order for you. When we open the lines and we engage in talking and we go forward, I want to make sure you understand one very important ground rule. We don't mention or splash or endorse company names. In other words, even though we know that we're here today, the class that was invited is all the people that are involved in the incentive program, company, we're going to call it the incentive program. If you're involved in marketing or producing leads, then you'll call it the lead generating program. So what you're going to do is keep it generic, because the call being recorded, you're going to be able to send any of your people that need to hear this to the call, and they'll understand why we're talking the way we are. And this way you'll feel confident, because if they're selling ABC company and you sell XYZ, we're not going to go cross recruiting or splitting hairs over the semantics of all this. We want to get right into the meat and potatoes of how to work the phones, how to have fun with scripts, and how to really get that posturing needed. And our ultimate goal is to get you comfortable on the phones, make the phone weigh less, have fun, and turn it into income, because that's what you're trying to do. We've talked before about everything is regarding relationshiping. And so I want you to know that all of my sales process is totally geared around never pitching your program. All you need to do is know how to truly fact find, get enough information, and with a few key components to the information you get is all you need to do what I call permission marketing, and that is permission to make the close, permission to present the program. And I normally make a close before the close occurs. I actually get a yes before I ever close, so I take the ouch out of closing by the way that I do it. So one of the scripts here we'll start with, and you want to write this down, is what to say when there's no name on your lead. Now, several people on the call, I know you have leads in your hand, or you've got a lead generating program, or you're doing something that pulls leads, and sometimes when you pull them, there is no name to the lead. So this script is designed to show you 2 places where you comfortably can get a name from a person if it's not listed. And it's I'll cover part of it, and then if we have more questions when we open it up for Q&A, state your name, ask your questions. So start writing your questions down on paper, and we'll move forward through this as we go. One of the neat things is when you call somebody on the telephone, I'm going to take you back into a little bit of my script training class, and I'm going to teach you a couple fun things for you to psychologically understand what we're doing. Okay, we're calling people who we want to talk to. We're not telemarketers. Get that through your head. You're not a telemarketer, and you don't want to sound like one, come off like one, so you definitely want to make sure that you take your script from paper to head, from head to voice to heart with passion. You got it? So we're not just going to read the script like we sound like we're reading. We're going to make it sound like we're talking from our heart and bring it out with passion when you're finished. And that takes about practicing a script normally 7 to 8 times. You know, whether you're doing a recording on YouTube, or whether you do recordings on for conference calls, or whether you're doing, it's really smart if you run through a dry run of a script so that you feel really comfortable, so you kind of know where you're headed or where you're moving, so you don't look like you're thinking about it at the time or sound that way over the phone. And then we want to make a connection with people as we make as we talk to them, and there's a couple ways psychologically to do this. Take your pen for just a minute on your paper and draw a line somewhere where you can see two lines, 1 and 2. Put 1 and 2 on one side and then 1 on one side, 2 on the other. Draw a line between the two. Now, here's what your brain does. When I call you, you are not waiting for my call. Will you agree that the people we're going to call, they're not sitting there saying, oh, gosh, when is so-and-so going to call me? You know, they're not waiting. They're making dinner. They're having relationship problems, perhaps. They're screaming at kids. They're trying to get kids ready for bed. Maybe they've had an accident in the house. Maybe they're trying to bring in groceries. Who knows? So they're not waiting for your call. Now, when you talk to them, if I call you and I say, is Sean Robinson there? Well, he knows right away by me asking that question. I obviously don't know him. Because if I call my friend and I say, hi, is Marilyn there? She's going to think, I know her. So right away, your first door opener and the way you move somebody into, you move into getting comfortable in their door is approach them as though you're a friend. Now, if I call and I sound like a telemarketer, what is the first thing you want to do? Now, I don't know where it became an unspoken rule that we can be rude to telemarketers, but somehow it was written, and it's okay to be rude to them. It's okay to hang up the phone on them. So if we get people thinking you're a telemarketer, we're in trouble because there's an unspoken rule they can be rude to you, and we don't want that to happen. So let me show you what happens. Number one, let's pretend number one is a telemarketer. Put your pen on number one. Telemarketer, rude, not kind, gonna hang up on. Now move your pen to number two. Friend. How do you treat a friend when a friend calls? You're warm. You're friendly. Oh, hi. You come, you change your entire posture. You give a different kind of respect. So now here's what happens. When I come in the front door of a phone call and I simply raise the pitch of my voice and I talk to somebody as though I already know them and it goes something like this. Stephanie, Carlin. Her brain, take your pen and move it from 1 to 2, 1 to 2, because that's what her brain's doing right now. Oh, my gosh, do I know her? Don't I know her? Where do I know her from? Is this a telemarketer? She's moving back and forth in her brain, and your brain can only do one thing at a time. So what begins to happen is she's thinking back and forth, ping pong, ping pong. In a matter of 10 to 20 seconds, I have to kick my foot in the door of that phone and literally keep the door open. And this is called your door opener, how you pitch. This is actually called the icebreaker and right into the door opener. So I've got to break the ice with first saying the name and raising the pitch of my voice, sounding like their friend. How many of you know your friend when they call, or your family or relative? How when they call and they say their name? Hi, honey. Mom. You know exactly, right? Remember that warm and fuzzy feeling. That's what's happening right now. So back and forth, ping pong, ping pong, ping. And all of a sudden, I need to now use a script that opens the door. So here are some of the avenues that I've put in those scripts for you. Your name came across my desk as, or you can start with, someone gave me your number as someone who is currently involved in, and say the name of the company. I just wanted to ask a few questions, get a few information on your program. Is now a good time to talk? Are you currently active in blank? Now, the reason that happens like that is this. You never ask, do you have time to talk, unless you know you're going to get a yes. So if you start with, hi, Stefan, Carlin, do you have time to talk? He doesn't know me, so he's going to start right away with, no, it's not really not a good time. I'm making dinner. You know, that's the kind of response you're going to get. But if you come a little differently, Rick, Carlin, and then he says, oh, hi. And you say, you know, Rick, the reason I'm calling is someone had given me your number as someone who is currently involved in ABC Company, and I'm just calling to get a little bit of information on that program and ask you a few questions. Is now a good time to talk? And before I give him a real chance to answer, it's called an assumptive close. I'm going to assume yes, so go into the very first question. Are you currently still active in ABC? And so right away, now I stop. And he'll answer, if it's a good time, he'll say, well, yeah, I have a few minutes right now, and yes, I am. Or, well, gosh, no, I'm not with them anymore, and which tells me he's giving permission. It's a silent permission. So this is really important how you start those closes. Now, the next thing is for you to know and have enough information or enough questions that you're going to get enough information to go to the next steps. If somebody were to give you a no, that's not a problem. You could just say, listen, is there a time that I can get back to you is there a more convenient time that I can schedule an appointment, set an appointment to call you back? The scripts are written, and they're written with the words, because good words, bad words make a really good impression or bad impression. And certain words raise the level of people saying, I'm really not interested. Or they lower the walls of defense and they allow you to come in and go forward. So what I'm going to tell you is the scripts are written with those words. All you have to do is learn them. If you're not super comfortable, changing a word is okay. Changing the entire sentence might be dangerous. But I'm going to just tell you, you're going to either get comfortable with this and do it and get the results I get, or you're going to alter and change it, and then you're going to end up in a whole different place where you maybe don't want to be. Okay, once you've gotten permission to talk to them, let's have a little bit of fun. At the very beginning is a great time to even ask, the word that I've heard before from my Jewish mother-in-law was verklempt, or Barbara Streisand said verklempt, when you just are like a little confused and you say, oh my gosh, who is this? And the person goes, well, they're going to either say their name, well, this is Chris, who's this? And then you're going to know the name of the person who you didn't know that wasn't on that lead. See, you may have the number and an email, but you don't have a name. Another way to say, because other people have tested it out for fun just to see on some of you who are on the line, I've tried it on you just to see. I've called you, and I did it, and you gave me your name. And some of you said what? Well, who's this? Now, here's a very simple comeback. You just say, I am so sorry. I just had your name on a piece of paper in front of me, and somehow I have just misplaced it. And they go, oh, well, this is. Now, here's another rule that is followed that people have learned in life. If you were in the grocery store and you said to somebody, can I get in front of you? The answer normally is somebody will look at you a little bit. Even if you have two or one item, it doesn't matter. They'll say no. Okay, but if you use the word because, it opens up an entirely different door, and this was surveyed to find out that just the word because and giving a slight reason as to or what it is, it's amazing how many people got in line, even if they had more items than the person in front of them. So I'm telling you that using the word because and giving a reason is important. And they go, well, who is this? Now you can say, I am so sorry. I can't believe this. I just had your name on a piece of paper, and because I cannot locate it, that's why I asked you who I was talking to. So by just slipping in the word because is unbelievable how you'll get results from people. Now that's a way you can start the call off, and you can start by getting their name. But I like my door opener. If you know the name of the person, you really want to use this door opener. It's very powerful, and it really, really works. So you've learned the psychology behind it. Remember when you were younger, you were told, don't ask questions. Just do as I tell you to do. Well, you know what? There's a part of us that want to know, why am I doing that? Why do I not touch the stove? I'm going to tell you why we're doing these things. And this will give you a whole different feeling of calmness inside to say, you know what? I want to do that because I now know the results it's causing, and the cause and effect is worth the price of doing this. So I hope you'll understand that the way I'm training and the way I teach and how I show you is going to give you the results you truly desire. Okay, when you're involved with a person, and let's say maybe they say, I don't have time, can I set an appointment to get back to you at a better time? And just for taking a few minutes to talk with me, I'll even have a free gift for you if you could just give me some answers to the questions I need so I can get your opinion about your program. Sure. Okay, you know what? And so you set the time. Now, here's what's really cool. You could just say, oh, darn, you know what? And you do the same thing. I just had your information in front of me. How do I properly spell your name? Now, this is really funny. When somebody says B-I-L-L, your comment is to say, Bill, I know how to spell the first name, but I just didn't know how to spell your last name. That's when you can use those cute little comments, and you've got to say them with little giggles in your voice. Say, oh, well, thanks, Bill. I did know how to spell the first name, but how do I spell the last name? And even if he says S-M-I-T-H or J-O-N-E-S, that's okay. You can just kind of giggle because, remember, you don't have your paper. And then all of a sudden you can say, oh, you know what? I got your paper right here. And, of course, what are you going to have? You're going to have his information of his phone number and his email. So when setting an appointment or offering to give information or send information to somebody, what you're going to do real quickly, hey, listen, I'll send you an email over to verify that we have an appointment set. How are you keeping your appointments? By the way, okay, and so when somebody says the first or spelling the first name or last name, by the way, say, go ahead, spell them both, you know, just for fun. Make fun with it. Have fun. If ever somebody asks, you want my first name or my last name? Oh, what the heck? Go ahead, spell both. So you can kind of giggle and then let them spell their name and just appreciate and then say, oh, here's the paper. Now, even when you're going to send you want to give them your name, ask them if they have a pen handy. You want them to have your name and always make sure they have your number. Please give your phone numbers in slow fashion so people don't have to say, wait, or slow down, or da-da. Just be courteous. It's better that you take an extra breath in between the 909-419-7050. That helps people to know that they can write down their number. You know, you need to realize this is your business, and you want them to say, wow, this person is courteous, professional, and really knows their stuff, because they're going to think, wow, that was exactly what I needed to write it down. Have a pen and a scratch paper. I don't care if that scratch paper is written over and over and over with your phone number on it. When you say your phone number, write the first three digits down. Give them the next three digits. If you don't know how to do this over the phone with your voice, you begin to learn it, and then you begin to write and learn at the same time as to the timing. It's amazing. It'll teach you. When you ask them, can I go ahead and send you an email to just confirm our appointment, and I'd love to send you over a link, and maybe if you have a chance, you can look at this, and when we get together next time, I'd love to talk to you about this. Oh, sure. You simply can just throw in the last sentence, even when they don't have a lot of time to talk. Can just say, hey, listen, are you someone who keeps your options open? Because I've run across something, and I'm involved in a project that's really kind of exciting, and I'd love to get your opinion on it. You don't even know them very often or very long, and they are literally going, oh, sure, yeah, okay. Now, when you say, what email address is the best email address for me to send this to you? You know you have it in front of you. It's permission marketing. Remember the power of this. They're going to give it to you anyway. Even though you're looking at it, you see it, and you're not writing it down, you know you have it, and they're going to give it to you. Don't ever say, oh, okay, is that the bizpro@trends2000.net address? Don't do that, because psychologically, you've called them. You have an advantage. You have their phone number. They have nothing on you. Now, as you hold their name, they don't have anything on you. So it's called a pearl for pearl exchange. As you begin to exchange the bonds of friendship, you begin to lay pearls of trust in each other's hands, but get permission to get a pearl from them. Let them give to you their address. I know it sounds silly, but it's psychological. It's their choice to give it to you. It means I'm giving you permission to send this to me. So it's almost like a silent contract. It's an upfront contract with their voice. So this is really important. Now, everything I have, if they say, yes, this is a great time to talk, every time you hear a yes when talking on the phone, try to follow it up with a real simple, great. Just change the word yes. And when you take no and make your no's yeses in scripting, you want to always rebuttal that so it feels good, because the good feeling is what causes people to want to buy. So if it feels good, it's going to feel good to spend. And when it feels good to spend, they're going to want to come back and do it again. So make it fun. Make everything feel like that felt different. Normally, when people say, yes, I have a good time, you know, this is a good time to talk, I like to say, is there any reason why we couldn't talk right now? So that takes my yes and makes the no a yes for me. So that's taking no and making it a yes. Is there any reason why? Okay, and that you're going to need that when it comes down to the close portion of your script. Is there any reason why? This is going to be one of the biggest reasons for getting in the appointment. So, but anytime I ask, is now a good time to talk? Do you have a few minutes? And they say, well, yes. You say, great. So just simply replying with, oh, great, or great. Now, remember your voice tones, okay? We had a really good example of that just on the call as we started, just at the beginning. Voice tones were so important. Matching Stefan's voice tone, most people will do. He's the one that comes on. He announces. He says who he is. So he sets the tone of and the tonality of the call. You'll notice that on voice tones, he's going to greet, and he's going to ask who just arrived or whatever, and he's probably going to match your voice tones if he's paying real close attention or has enough time to hear you. What begins to happen is a lot of people think, I'm going to barrel out, go out, and I'm going to make scripting happen. I'm going to get those sales, and I'm going to go for it. And so they're feeling all perky, and they're ready to go, and they start blasting, and they start talking to people in a voice tone that people are going, wait a minute, whoa. So what I'm trying to show you is this. When you get somebody who's got a strong voice tone, you need to be strong. Doesn't mean you need to be louder. You just need to be strong in your voice. When you have somebody who has high-pitched tones, you need to bring your voice tone up. Do you hear what I'm doing with my voice? Very important, because this is phone work, and it's all about listening to what's happening. If you run about somebody who's a little bit slower or sluggish, who just tends to be really relaxed, you need to know how to talk to them in that same relaxed tone so that you're actually able to get through their door and make a connection. It's those connections that are going to make people drop their walls of defense and feel very comfortable with you. And this is very key in the very beginning when they're ping-ponging back and forth, back and forth. You have just a short time when you say that person's name and they say, yeah. Okay? Now, somebody said to me once, well, how do I know I've got the right person? Watch. Hey, is Cindy there? Or they're going to go, Cindy, or they're going to say, this is Cindy, right? Okay, now what happens when you turn and you say, John? And he goes, hold on, John, it's for you. That's what happens. So you don't ever make mistakes when you call out the person's name. Okay, so don't feel like, oh, I'm going to feel dumb if Sam answers the phone and I say, John. No, you're just going to go, John, Carlin. And he's going to go, hold on, Sam, or John, phone, and that's what's going to happen. That's the response you're going to get. Now, you can hear people talk in the phone. If you listen when they call one another, you can kind of hear voice tones before they get to the phone. Listen when they come to the phone. Listen to the voice tonality. Listen to where you need to be, because you have only 10 to 20 seconds to get in that door to have somebody make a connection with you. So I like to say this, if you know how to do your phone job really well and you get good at it, you're going to become a chameleon on the telephone. You're going to learn how to use your voice to literally come right into the door feeling so comfortable with a person. And you begin to start your dialogue with things like this. So you're going to start talking to people, and you're going to say things like, so listen, how long have you been involved in your ABC company? And they're going to tell you a little bit and say, listen, how's that going for you? And then they're going to start to talk a little bit. And then the more they talk, the more you can relate to their voice tones. Just know that you need to have on your paper 20 questions. Are you going to ask 20? Absolutely not. There are some key questions you need the answers to get into the door. Now, I'm going to tell you, I could tell you right now today, I only need 3 to 4 questions and I can make the close without even going through all 20 questions. But if you haven't done this before or you're not comfortable yet knowing how to do it, I'm not going to tell you what those four questions are that are key to getting. And really, there are three questions and one is a two-part question. And that's all it takes me to get. When I got the answers to those three questions, it's over because I know how to close my sale. Okay? I'm going to tell you, you have to do this and you have to do it as though you're the person who's starting a diet for the first time. You're not going to lose 50 pounds by the end of the week. You're going to have to do it methodically and plan how to cook, how to begin to eat, when and how much time to exercise. You're going to have to plan how to do this if you really truly want to be a professional. I can't make you a doctor overnight. You've got to know that this takes a little bit of work, but you can make that work so much fun. I'm not kidding. It's not hard. It's fun. And it begins to become a little bit of a game as you begin to get better. And it's like if I'm making phone calls with three people, the fun part is I'm not really testing my skills against you guys. I'm testing my own skills against my last skill that I did. Or I'm learning and I play the game with myself. How many can I get out of 10? So I do it for myself. I tally my own marks. And I think it's funny when I'm making calls with people that you guys, some people feel so intimidated. And I'm like, I'm not trying to ever make that happen for anybody that I'm working with. I want you to know I'm always judging myself. And hopefully if you're in the zone of learning, we can critique things as you go. And if you're open to learning, we can make those learning suggestions. And that's another ground rule when we're working as a group, okay? If we're working as a group, we do several calls. My job is the critiquer. My job is the teacher. I don't care what you hear from the person right or left of you. Hold your breath and hold your tongue. It's not your job to do what I know how to do really well. And my job is not to throw anybody under the bus. It's to hopefully motivate you and move you in a direction that makes you feel comfortable. And when we're finished, it really won't be something you went, I thought I was going to get slapped like a parent slaps a child. It doesn't work like that. It's really going to be fun, and it's going to be in a way that helps. And I, believe it or not, I can hear on the phone. If you really want to work this, really seriously work this, I can hear on the phone when you breathe, if you're nervous, if you breathe and you're scared, I can hear it. And so what I can tell you is I can tell you when to take a breath. I can tell you if you don't have a smile in your voice, I can make you do an exercise that has you looking up for a reason. And I can have you do something right from the comfort of your chair and get you to where you want to be in this kind of thing. So here we go. So how long have you been involved in that? Okay, what do you like most about what you do? So I could bring somebody on probably and have some fun with this. It'd be fun to make some calls and let you hear this. Let me ask you, what do you like least about that job? And if you were to find the perfect business and could supplement your income, let me ask you, how much money would you be looking to generate each month if you found the right program? And then one of my very favorites is if you could write your dream check, how much would that check be written for? So when somebody says to me, I would be thrilled with $1,000 or $500 or $5,000 a month versus a person who might say to me, I would want $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000. I know that I have somebody who I can bring them up. I know I can bring them to their dream check. I get excited because I know also when I have somebody who's a big thinker on the line, somebody who thinks outside the box or is willing to go the extra mile to get those checks. Those kind of checks don't come like easy, right? Okay. And then, hey, how difficult is it for you to set appointments? I mean, how do your appointments hold? How long did it take you to get in the black in your business? What percentage of your appointments tend to hold? What's your closing ratio? Do you have any idea? What kind of ratio do you have on your signups? What are your goals regarding signups? And so very interesting questions you begin to ask. And then you simply move right into the close. And one of my favorite ones is very simply is to remember this. If I can give you what you want most, and if enough of your questions have been answered, I can take away what you like least. So if I can give you what you like most, in other words, working with people, take away what you like least, not punching a time clock, give you your first check that you're looking for to supplement your income, that $300 to $500, and take you into your $5,000 to $10,000 dream check, would that be worth just a few minutes of your time to get a little bit more information, to to see if it would work for you. And most people say, or would that be worth it? Most people say, well, yeah, then is there any reason why I couldn't give you a website to go look at, set an appointment and get back to you? Is there any reason why? Then I start to go right into the things that they desired in their questioning, and I work off of the emotion, of the affection of where their heart is at. And that comes in your relationship building. And what you're looking for is for them to say, sure, that's okay, that's fine. Then you have to know how you're pipelining your prospect. And you have to know it's okay to segue every person into another business, because we teach multiple streams of income. The reason we do that is because I have something that might help you in your business. Now, I don't have a business. Oh, would you possibly be looking for a business? So you have to move into, you got to find out what it is that they need. And it truly is about them. What do they need? Now look at your deck of cards and say, what do you have? And now pull out the cards that you know they can work with. And then simply you can direct them into one or all of those cards. From a woman sitting here on the phone telling you, I at one time held 13 streams of income and was able to sell people into 7 and 9 programs at one time and make 7 to 9 checks instead of 1 check per 1 sale. I'm telling you, you can do it. You just have to know and listen to what your prospects are asking and what they want and what you're able to fact find enough to be able to give them. And then you have to show them that you know how and where to get them connected. You've got all the plugs, how you can plug them in, and how they can have this duplicatable process and simply form. So some of you are smart and have your systems ready to go. You know you have a system. The system is duplication. That is easy because it takes the hard work out of your business. Easy, by the way, means little to no effort. So yes, the system makes your job easy, but for it to work, you simply must do some W-O-R-K. That's why it's called net working, not net loafing, not net laying, not net sideswiping or net vacationing. It's called networking, because when you work it, you will get what you want. Okay, so you've got to let them know now what you want them to do, and then you simply want to make sure you set your appointment. And in setting your appointment, you like to tell them that what they're about to see, and if they try to prod you, well, could you tell me a little bit about it, or can you tell me this or that? If they try to do that, I'm going to tell you, we all know about that Avid Ends and Way company that used to say, oh, I can't tell you anything. So the first thing most people say is it this company? And of course you can say, well, no, it's not. So if you want to say, have you ever heard of ABC company? And if they say yes, then you need to take this on a whole different angle, because you need to make sure that you know that they know that we're on the same page. So when you say, have you heard of ABC Company? Oh, yeah. What do you know about ABC Company? Now you'll find out if they truly know or were educated properly, okay? And if they have a bad perception or conception of what they were told, what you need to do is say, oh, my goodness, I don't know where you heard that. I'm so sorry, because, you know, obviously somebody did not do the program justice, and that was really unfair to you. So why are you not telling them about your program? Because to be fair to you and the program, I'd like to show you how simple this program really is, because I don't really pitch it. All that's done for me. I don't have to. So if you're going to send them to the team website that has it all done for you, or your system that has your pitching done, you need to show them, can you just pull up a website? Can you just send them to a phone call? Can you just go to a webinar? You need to show them how simple your program is, because simple now is where they say, I can do this. That's duplicatable. Now, when you're talking to your people and they say things like, oh, I've heard of that before. Now, you need to learn the importance of 4 words, 6 words, and 7 words. So I'm going to teach you what those words are. Because when in trouble, ask a question. Okay, so the 4 words needed when asking a question is, how do you mean? How do you mean? How do you mean? You can just change your voice inflection any way you want. But how do you mean? When they're asking, when they're saying something, or, you know, I've heard of that company, I've heard about that company before. How do you mean? Okay. Or one of my favorites is the 6-letter word, right? It means 6 words is, what do you mean by that? And that can be taken many ways. So you say, well, what do you mean by that? Okay? What do you mean by that? Or, what do you mean by that? So you can take it in many different ways just by the voice inflection. So be very careful with how you do that. So I've heard about that company before, and my friends tell me those things never work. I say, well, what do you mean by that? Okay? And so you can get yourself your thoughts about. Here's another great clarifying question. These are all clarifying. These are when somebody says something, you're not sure how to answer it, and you don't really know which way to go. Learn these 4, 6, or 7 words, and these will get you out of trouble because it gives you time to think. Number the 7 word is this. Why would you ask me that now? Why would you ask me that now? So when I literally have already closed somebody, and I have said things like, listen, are you the sole decision maker? Are you the only one that, you know, who else is a part of making that decision? Is there somebody else that needs to see this with you so we can hold an appointment together? It would be really interesting after I do all of that for somebody to tell me no. And let me ask you, if what you see, I can answer all of your questions and make it so that you're totally comfortable. When you're comfortable enough, will you feel comfortable to give me a yes or no decision? And they say yes. So they're comfortable to do that. Great. When you really clarify what you're asking somebody to do, I want a yes or no decision. Can you at least do that? In other words, it's okay if you don't join. Can you give me a yes or no decision? Yeah. Now you can have some fun with that. Let me just ask you a question. Do you have a problem saying no? And they say, well, no. Would you be willing to tell me no if it was not for you? Well, yeah. Great, because you sound like a nice person, and most nice people don't want to hurt my feelings. I just want you to know it's okay for you to tell me no. You are giving them permission to say no. There's no reason when you let them know it's okay if you do, it's okay if you don't, but it's not okay if you stand me up. See? So if you let them know that, they won't stand you up, and they will tell you when it's not good for them, or they will share their obstacle with you. And you need to respect that after you've overcome their obstacle 3 times, that maybe this is somebody you need to come back to later. Maybe it's not right now, but stay in touch with them and continue to drip on them. So in one of the scripts you'll see on page 3 of this particular script that we've just gone over, this one has what's called the Little People Toolbox. And in that Little People Toolbox, the 3 things that is important is to clarify, then translate, and then it's the QDC question. So what I'm going to say is this. You normally translate with a person first, and then you clarify everything that you hear. Okay, it has to go in a certain order. And then it's called the QDC, or I call it the if would you. Okay, it's qualified to demonstrate and close is what QDC means. And you have to have a good QDC moment to be able to do it. So now here's how that works. Once I've clarified, somebody says, oh, I don't like these things because I tried these things before. Well, what do you mean? And so they tell you. And then you say, and then they tell you that they had a bad experience. And then you clarify. So let me see if I understand you correctly. Now, once you've clarified what they mean, you've got to translate that you heard them, because what people say and what people mean are 2 different things. And sometimes we don't mean what we say or say what we mean. Okay? So now, the next words that are crucial in your scripting is 12 very simple words. It's your translation words, okay? I heard what you said. Write those first ones down. I heard what you said. These are the 12 words. I heard what you said, but I think what you meant was. I heard what you said, but I think what you meant was. And you can always even start with, if I understand you correctly, I hear what you said, and I think what you meant was, and then you can go on by saying, if you were introduced to something where you knew you had that support, and that maybe the experience could be a whole different outcome, and you knew you were not alone, or you had upline training, you'd feel a lot more comfortable in moving forward. Did I hear you correctly? And then they will tell you, yes. Now, you know, that's amazing. If we took a few extra minutes to just communicate effectively with the people in our lives, friends, spouses, work associates, a few extra minutes to totally get clarification on communication. So clarifying when people are talking and listening, and when you're not clear, say, well, what do you mean by that? Or they explain a little more. You say, well, how do you mean? And so they tell you, and then you got it fully. And once you got it, then you translate it back to them. So this is practice of listening skills. And this is great, parents, with your kids. This is awesome with your children. Listen to their stories and then go right into asking a few questions in the middle of their stories when they ask, and then translate back to them. Hey, so I was listening to what you said. So if I heard you correctly, I heard what you said, but I think what you meant was, do I have that correct? Boy, you're just not going to believe how amazing, because your kids and people will begin to reciprocate back to you the same way, so that you get everybody is now on the same page. Now, here comes the fun part. And by the way, another translation is feel, felt, found. I know how you feel. I felt the same way, and here's what I found. And I want to say for senior salespeople, for those of us who have been selling for years, we know feel, felt, found. I don't care how old they tell you that is. It's very real. To empathize with somebody else when they're feeling nervous or scared or apprehensive, you know, I don't really know you, and I don't know, it might be a little bit more money that I wanted to put out, but I don't know if it'll work for me. You know, I know how you feel. I felt the same way. And here's what I found. And, you know, that's also great when you can lead right into or segue into a three-way call. Can I introduce you to someone who can totally relate and show you that we're not alone in this? Okay. The close. I love the close, because the close here, this takes all the ouch out of sales. So to those that are sitting there going, I hate sales, I want you to know that sales is not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's what makes 98% of this world work, okay? Just let all the salespeople stop selling for one day, one 24-hour period. Watch what would happen to the world. You need to just know that we can take the ouch out of this. So here's how it works. It's called the if would you. So after listening carefully to what the prospect has said to you, now it comes down to this. If I could show you a way that just makes total sense and could allow you to blah, blah, but whatever, if I could blah, 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 in other words, here's what I'm saying. I'm kind of going, if blah, 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 would blah, you blah, 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 and this is the way you say it. So if I could show you a way how to generate the kind of money that you were looking for without so much of the pain of coming out of your pocket monthly every month with those things that you're concerned about, is there any reason why you wouldn't take a few minutes to look at what I have, or would it be worth 20 minutes of your time to learn a little bit more? The answer always is, always works out to be yes. Remember that there's a couple rules that used to be high pressure, high sales, low pressure, low sales, no pressure, no sales. The only pressure you have permission to use in sales is the silence of your close. Learn how to do that. I'll say it again. The only permission you have, the pressure you can use on your prospects, is the silence of the close. And everybody is nervous with silence. So I'm going to say this to you because people want to fill in the gaps. If I say to you, hey, do you want to go down to get some ice cream at the store? And you don't answer fast enough, what's the first thing I'll say? Oh, my gosh, well, we got, you know, and we can get some chocolate chip, or we can get da-da-da-da. I'm trying to sell and push and convince, and don't do it. Because what he who speaks first loses. That means you don't get your sale. Because you take the pressure of the silence of the close, and it's like a bathtub filling up with water, and the cork is down there, the plug is in, and you're like going, you know, the tub is filling, it's going to flow over. And now you watch, and they're watching the water, and you go, oh, heck, I'll just go ahead and do it for you. Pow! And you pull the plug. You've just relieved the pressure, so there's no reason they have to give you an answer. Don't do it. You sabotage your own sale. And the other rule is think long, think wrong, okay? So you don't want to do that. You don't want to have a prospect say, well, let me get back to you in 2 weeks, because that's just putting you off. Okay, closing a sale is so much fun. If I can, and remember, it's give you what you like most and take away what you like least. Is there any reason why? And so that's where you're coming in saying, I want permission to demonstrate my product. And if I can answer all your questions and you would feel comfortable, and when we're all finished, everything feels right, could you then just give me a yes or no answer as to whether this is for you or not for you? Would that be fair enough? The answer is always going to come out yes. This is the most powerful close I can give you. The answer is always going to come out in your favor, okay? Unless you really, truly have somebody that doesn't want anything to do with it. But I'm going to tell you a little secret. You've invested time with your prospect. You've relationshiped. You've let them talk. You've asked the questions. Because the people that are talking are the ones that are opening up their heart, opening up their guts. So if you let them talk. If you want to relate a little bit, oh, really, how many kids do you have? Five. You're kidding. I have five kids, too. Don't go on to your stories. Go back to theirs. You can relate and associate. Oh, where do you live? Oh, my gosh, I used to live out in Ohio. That's okay. Just don't go into one of your stories. It's about them. Go back to them. Get their questions. Get them talking. Get them telling you. And the longer they stay on the phone with you, willing to talk, until you're ready to have enough information to make the close, remember this. You're going to gift to them the beauty of your friendship, but you're not going to sell yourself to get it. Do you got it? You have to keep the posture in everything you do of that of an interviewer. You're interviewing them to see if they fit. Now, think for a minute what I'm just saying to you. If a person told you, hey, you have an interview 5 o'clock tomorrow for the job that you've applied for, you don't go in and question the interviewer. Oh, really? How's things going? Hey, how's your family? Hey, how's this? What's happening? You don't do that. It doesn't happen like that. The interviewer asks the questions. The interviewer doesn't come down to your level and begin telling you all of their troubles and problems. Don't do it in your sales. So when you take the posture of an interview, you hold that posture, that presence, as you doing what you're doing. You're the professional. And then you begin to simply move into. Now, if you like this person, you know you'll want to build a relationship as you go. But keep and retain your posture and what you're doing. And as they move into your, whether they go, if it's for them or not for them, either way it's okay, you then can say, I have totally enjoyed getting to know you. I would have loved the opportunity to be working with you. But in the meantime, I'd love to open my friendship book and add you to that. And maybe we can build a friendship over time. Would you like to do that? You can make that invitation. Or, you know, you seem like the kind of person I would have really loved to be working with. Who do you know that are like you? Who can I talk to? I have some free gifts I can give you for your referrals. You've got so many avenues of how to compliment. And one of the scripts that are in here are scripts on how to talk to all kinds of people and turn and segue and turn around and prospect just by observing people. There's a script in here that you'll have fun with as you look it over. Good 4 pages of different people and ways to segue right into your business. So that'll help give you those fun, creative ideas. But I want you to listen for what I call QDC moments, the if would you. I want to give you an example that'll really bring it home so that as you're out and about running your errands, watching, going shopping with your spouses or shopping yourself, listen for this. A sales clerk walks in to a store and sees there's some ladies standing at the front, and they've been standing there for a few minutes. And she goes up to the store and she says, is there anything I can help you with? And they said, well, you know, the scarves in the window, we noticed they're on sale. And the first lady says, do you happen to have these scarves in blue? And she goes, hold on, I'll go look. And she goes back to the back, all the way back to the store, all the way down and around, and goes all the way back, and she looks into the inventory, and she comes back, and she says, yes, we have those in blue. And then she turns around, and the lady says, hey, do you have these scarves in red? And she goes, well, let me go check. And she goes all the way back down, takes another 3-minute to 5-minute trip. By the time she gets back to the front and says, yep, we have them in red. And the other lady says, do you have them in green? And so then she says, let me go look. And she goes back down. Are you getting the message here? That this is really a big waste of time. Let's talk about how the sales clerk could have had a little bit more fun in her job and began a relationship and rapport to guarantee the sale. She would begin talking to the two ladies and say, oh, yes. And hey, the scarves that we have, by the way, we carry them in multicolors. If we had them in different colors, what colors would you be interested in? Well, we would really like to know if you have them in red and blue and green. If I have those scarves in red, blue, and green, would you want, how many of red and blue and green would you want? Now the women tell her, so then she does the if would you. So if I have 3 blue three green and three red, and bring them up to the front. Are those what you're looking to, is that what you want to purchase today? And they're saying, well, yes. So you'd want those scarves if I have them. Absolutely. Let me go see, ladies. I'll be happy to bring them about. And by the way, are there any additional colors you'd be looking for any other reason? She can do the McDonald clothes now. Would you like to supersize? She can do that and have a lot more fun. Now she's going to make one trip to the back room. And in 3 to 5 minutes, she's going to come out and have closed 9 to 10 scarves. Do you see what I'm talking about on the sales? If you learn to properly ask the questions and, well, what would you be using the scarves for? And you have a little bit of fun. Wow, that sounds like fun. Would you need any extra for in case new girls come on board your team? Or do you see how she could have made even a bigger sale by taking more time with her prospect? Every time you invest little tiny investments of time with your prospect and they take time away from their family and with you, you are locking them in every single time you get on the phone with them again and talk with them again. You're getting what you want because you're going to get the close, because the more little tiny investments of time that they invest in their project, the more they're committed to you and your program. So investing time talking to you and building a relationship, setting a new appointment, getting a free gift for going to your website or giving their opinion, calling them back and having some fun, relationshiping with them in between if the appointment happens to be too far apart, or staying and dripping and dripping and dripping on them if they don't close into your program, then I want to tell you it's through association and relationship that the next part comes about. There was a gentleman who prospected me for a company, and it took him 7 months of a phone call every Friday, and he got me into a program I never, ever wanted to be a part of. And I'm just telling you that it was through the relationshiping and the fun part of that that made it all come about, that I wanted to help him get what he wanted in that program. So once I learned what his goals were, it motivated me. So find out what their goals are. It motivates you. Let's have a little bit more fun. We still have a little time left. You'll find a 1 minute incoming voicemail message script. So for those of you who have 800 numbers, 866, 877 numbers, if you're looking for a drop message, you can have fun and really get your message across. For those who are going to sell your lead program, there's a script in here for the lead scraper program. And to those of you who have not invested money in one of those don't know anything about it and want to sell it, I want you to know that by doing that, there's a way you can reap the commission for referring people in. I'm happy to talk with you privately about that. So you'll see how, if you have a lead program or your MyEyes system that we use, there's a segue script in here of how to do that and how to bring those about. Also, you'll find the links to those things if you want to learn more about them. An elevator pitch. I want you to learn a simple elevator pitch, because I believe that what we, most of us on this line, are doing, this elevator pitch will work for you. I'm going to tell you, it's really fun. You can leave it on a message machine. You can leave it with, you can say it in front of a group of people if you're at a business function, whatever they call those different groups, the business to business. And whenever you go to those luncheons and they ask you to stand up for 20 to 30 seconds, you got 30 seconds to say what it is you do. So you could have a little bit of fun on an answering machine, even with your elevator pitch. And somebody ever says, what do? You can tell them. And you hopefully have a card ready to go. Or if you're talking to an answering machine, you say, grab a pen. Or people sitting down at a lunch and say, grab a pen, because you're going to give them a piece of information at the end. So what if you knew there was an easy way to assure you could set more appointments, gain more sales, get more referrals, improve customer and employee loyalty, increase production, and more with something that is so simple? If you owned a business or know somebody does, would that help you or somebody you know? So very simply, they're going to kind of shake their head a little bit. You're going to shake yours and you say, well, I teach the magic secret that will increase your business and get you more of what you want. Then is when you say your name, by the way. My name is Carlin, and you can receive a free personal business strategy consultation, and I can be reached directly at, and you can give your phone number, or you can say, or you can email me at. And then that's it. That's your pitch. You want somebody to remember you, or you want to say something that has something cute and catchy, you can do that. I taught a lady with jewelry that she can say, I'm the person who can give you the bling without the cha-ching, and you can make a cute little sentence, and then how you do, you can do anything you want to really make yourself memorable. And there's a lot of cute things you can do to open the doors. So to those of you who want to know some of those tips, and when you're out talking to people and you're going to open up a door script, or you want to get into a business, go down to the little craft stores. Go into the 99-cent store. You'll never believe what you can find there, whether it's buying pens or into Michael's and getting little tiny shoes or high heels or men's shoes. It's really cute. Those are for the dolls. But to glue them onto your card and to have a little candy in it and just give it with your card and say, listen, hey, I just wanted to take a quick minute. I just wanted to get my foot in your door. And you hand them something that makes them remember you. Those are the kinds of things we can talk about on another call that we can do to promote your business, those little tiny widgets. You have some great things that you can already give and show them how they can incentivize their business. But you, in the meantime, need to get your foot in their door. There is a script here that's called 15 Ways to Prospect Others by Observing People. That one is there for you as well. Let's see. Did you say objections? Oh, this is one of my favorite objections, because objections to me can be very fun. So there's a nice big script here on how to answer and overcome objections. I think you'll have a lot of fun with the script Stefan was able to place. With that, I mean, if you printed them all out, you're looking at probably 14 pages of scripts and really powerful information. I would like to open the call up. I purposely started at the quarter hour so that we could take the next 15 minutes for Q&A. I'm going to go ahead and record the Q&A. I don't know that we'll leave the recording of Q&A on there, but I would like to hear from you of questions that maybe we didn't answer regarding today, or other things that you want to do. And if you want to do this next week, we can continue this script class to the next, take it to the next level. But I had promised you guys a script course before you guys went off calling. So, Stefan, how do I open the call? I hope you have no background noise. Remember, state your name. If you have questions, let's go from there. Stefan, are you there? How do I open the call?
Hello, Carlin. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can you have them raise their hand, or how you do that for me?
Sure. 4-star will do that for them.
Okay. 4-star will raise your hand, and then Stefan will call on you, and you can go ahead and state your name, and we'll probably know that already, your question. So if you have a question, hit *4 on your phone.
4-star,
sorry.
Yeah. Any questions out there, 4-star? Well, Carlin, I guess you did a great
job. Okay. So now I'm going to give you another option. I'm going to give you the option now. If you have no questions, I'm going to give you the option to make a comment or an observation or a concern that you might have for next time, or and letting me know if you want to do this class again. Okay? So, concerns, issues?
4-star. 4-star.
Hit 4-star, and we'll be able to see you. Stefan, there, I heard, okay.
Okay, Carlin, no one has any questions.
Well, now this is really interesting. Okay. Lynn said she's hitting 4-star and nothing's happening. So can you just open the lines real quick?
Sure.
I believe we have enough people that know how to handle calls. We'll just do that. Let's just open the lines.
Yeah.
Okay, the lines should be open. If you're talking in the background, which we can hear you, you need to hit
4-star.
No. What do they need to hit to mute themselves?
4-star.
4-star to mute you. Oh, I see. 4-star mutes you, 4-star unmutes you.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. But the lines are open. So, Lynn, can you?
Yeah, I can hear you now, sweetie. I wanted to just put a quick comment out to you. I would love to continue these trainings. I learned a lot on these trainings tonight.
Wonderful. Lynn, share with me two or three things that you like the most tonight that you think you'll implement and put into practice.
The first one is going to be just strictly that first initial contact on the phone call, being able to just go, Carlyn, it's Lynn, you know,
good.
That kind of thing.
Good, and that's very powerful. Way. Very awesome.
I also am, I'm a big believer in the last one that speaks, first one that speaks loses. I love the power of silence. It does work really well for me. So I like that you reiterated that part too. But I also like the fact of investing time with your investment is really what you're looking at. And I like all of those. So thank you, Carlyn.
That's awesome, Lynn. I'm looking forward to continuing this with you. Anyone else? I love your input.
Carlyn?
Yes.
Raul, how are you?
Raul, uh-oh. Did I spell everything correctly tonight?
Well...
Yeah.
I won't get into that, but are you contemplating doing any of this scripts in Spanish?
If you know a gentleman who could put it in Spanish for us, I told you we'll put all 14 pages on there for in Spanish. And if you'd like to translate that class that I just did, you can do the same thing.
Great.
Awesome.
Carlyn!
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Stephanie. Is there any way that you could get somebody on a call right now and show us how it's done?
Stephanie, I absolutely could, but right now I am not going to do that.
Oh, maybe later. When's the next training call?
Absolutely. Stephanie, here's what I want you to do. I want you to match my voice tones tonight. Come on down, match my voice tones.
Okay.
If you're on a speaker phone, it might be magnifying your voice really, really loud, but
yeah.
I want you to match my voice tones because everybody who's listening on the outside will hear the technique. So come in with me. I know you can do it. We've talked before. We've done really well.
Okay.
So, there you go.
I'm matching you now.
All right. Now ask me your question again.
Carlyn.
Yes.
Oh, did I yell again?
Are you into me?
You're telling me I'm doing it wrong. Okay, Carlyn, I don't
yeah.
come down very good.
That's okay. This is really good. This is going to be really good.
Okay, so I'm matching you, and now I'm going to ask a question. Is there any way we can role play?
Absolutely. Let me just state this for you. Role playing is part of the scripting, and then taking this call to those. I mean, I'm going to just tell you the people that are here tonight probably won't be here in the next 3 weeks. That's just how this works. But the ones who stay consistent, if you want to go right into phone calling and phone blitzing, I will teach you how. We'll get on the phone and I will show you how I actually make the closes. That is the end result. Remember, that is when you get your degree as a doctor. You have to understand what I'm doing when you hear me do it. Say, oh, listen, that's what she's doing. Oh my gosh, yeah, she said that. But because if I just do it right now, you're not going to understand what you're hearing.
Okay, so are you saying 3 weeks?
I normally can do this within it just depends on the course, on the class, and I don't know how many want to continue, but absolutely it can be done within probably 4 to 6 weeks is normally when we're doing this.
Okay.
And to those that are moving quicker, we can do that even faster, to those that do homework.
Okay, so we just printed off our script, so what you're saying is tomorrow, get out our little numbers and start practicing this.
Absolutely. You need to practice. Now you need to get this, the scripting, have some fun with your spouse or a friend on the phone. Now we need to start role playing so that you're getting comfortable. This has to go from paper to head, from head to voice to heart. This has to come out so that it sounds like you're talking it to me, not reading it on off of a script paper.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Carlyn, will this work in Hooterville?
You know what, Mr. Haney? It will. It will work in Hootersville. So you can just do it a little slower. Did you like what you learned tonight?
Yes, I did.
And what things did you like that you're going to walk away with, that you're going
to
implement?
I learned never to run your mouth too fast. Do not give out too much information. And let the system do the work for you.
Very good. You are going to have success. Awesome, awesome. And you're not going to believe this, but people with accents sell better than people that do not have them, just so you know. But you have an advantage.
How about women versus men?
Actually, that's really interesting. It's not one over the other. It's actually people. It's been proven, though, that people that have accents and men tend to love women with country accents. So it's really funny. But I know a girlfriend who went out after her sales, and she always talked with a country accent because she felt that was going to make her edge happen. So remember, too, the things that we make a big deal will become a big deal, and the things that you make a little deal will become a little deal. So if you say, oh, my gosh, I've never been able to do this because that just scares me, you know, that is then it
conference
will scare you.
Muted.
So anyway, Stefan, I wanted to go ahead and keep the conference line open just a little longer.
Okay. If they have a question, it's 5-star.
Oh, it's 5-star. That'll work.
5-star.
Okay. 5-star. Let's try it again. Anybody else have anything else you want to add? Give me a 5-star. Let's see if it's working. Somebody.
Carlin, you just did a raised your hand.
I didn't do anything.
Okay. Let's open this line and see who it is.
Okay.
Who has a question for Carlin?
Can you hear me?
We sure can. Oh, Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hello there.
How are you doing this evening?
I have a comment and not a question.
Okay, awesome. Let's hear it.
The comment is, oh, that's weird. My hand just got lowered.
Okay, your comment is?
My comment is, I think one of the things that my takeaway from this is I need to ask the questions that really put people on the spot where they have to make a decision one way or the other. You know, if we're able to do blank, will you blank? And for some reason, I hold back. I mean, I know all of this stuff. I've been studying it forever, but I don't necessarily put people on the spot enough to where I ask the question they have to say yes to because it makes so much sense.
Okay, keep his line open, Stefan. Here's, yep. If I heard you correctly, let me see if I understand what you're saying. You're saying that you feel that you know how to do the closing process all the way, but what you're missing is finally to just put them into the place that gets the decision made. If I could show you this, or if you want this, can we go ahead and get you started tonight? Is that what I'm hearing you say correctly?
Yes.
And you are absolutely correct on what you're saying. You are absolutely correct.
We've gone through this together.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct. And so you've got it right on the head. You have to be willing to close or ask for the sale, because otherwise you let your sales go right out the door. They're actually going to go out the back door. They're going to find somebody else. They're going to go somewhere else, or actually, and they're not going to be as persistent as I was to get a sale. Seriously.
Right.
I mean, if you let too much time between that go through. So putting a homework assignment to your prospect of saying, if you'll go ahead and take a look at this, I will then follow up with you on this. Let's set the appointment, lock it up into stone. Make sure they know, he's going to be there. Yes. And keeping the connection tied tightly to yourself so that you don't let, it's like the fishing line. If you let too much line out, the fish is going to go the other way. If you pull too hard, it's going to snap. So you've got to know how to just start to bring that reel and reel the tension and reel. You have to know how to keep that line connected. And from somebody who's been on the other end, as to what you and I are talking about, that is key, because a lot of times I didn't feel the line. I kept thinking, does he really want this? Hello? And I was getting there. So I was thinking, wow, I got a great perspective. And you are good at relationshiping and talking and building and sharing. And then going through, and this applies to everyone, going through and being the best service person you can be in your business to give the very best business is key to making people know that they can refer you to others, that you will take care of their friends as well as you take care of them. That is how you solidify your referrals.
Carlin?
Very good observation, Sean.
Carlin, you have a call or a question from Rick and Marilyn in Arizona.
Awesome. Okay.
Go ahead, Rick and Marilyn.
Well, it's Marilyn this time. This is Marilyn from Tucson. And I think one of the most significant things, there was so much, and it was so good. And one of the things that really hit me was when you talked about continuing to relationship, even if they say no, because I remember many a time when I felt this connection and we get along really well and I like this person. And then it's like, they're not interested. And then it's like, and there wasn't anywhere to go. And so I really, really liked the ability to continue the relationship, even though they're not interested at this time in what's being offered.
Nice. Very good. That's huge for you, Marilyn. That's great.
Oh, thanks. And I was thinking that I need a little bit of Lynn's energy in my voice.
Well, energy is contagious. That's where it's, you're talking about Lynn, or are you talking about?
I may have the name wrong.
Stephanie. Yeah, she's got really good energy. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I don't want to quench that at all. I want to just temper it down so it's controlled energy. But you can get that. It's contagious, and you're right. You can come back and hear this call and get a refresher course. Stefan will put this call up, and you guys, this is a part of a class that actually takes place, and this is just one portion of the script class. So I'm really thrilled to be back doing what I love to do, so I'm glad you guys liked it.
Carlin, it's 7:32. Do you want to take another question? Or
do we have any other questions? I'm going to complete the questions real quick.
5-star if you have a question. 5-star.
Going once. Going twice.
Oh,
okay.
There's a question. Mr. Haney has a question.
Okay.
Is that the comment, the email you sent out?
Yes.
Check your bottom link with the OGM. It's not opening up.
Okay, on the email?
All right.
Okay. All right.
Oh my gosh. It's easy.
Okay.
That one in the email is not opening.
Okay.
It won't take you.
Why don't I get that address out again?
Okay, on the email for the scripts, I think, let's see. Yeah, Stephan, go ahead. Give that out again.
Okay, Mr. Haney, thank you for bringing this to our attention. The web address for the team website is http://O, M is in Mary, G is in Gary. It's I-T-S, E, and the letter Z, .trends2000.net. And that should get you there. Okay, Carlin, back to you.
Okay. I hope you've enjoyed this class. You guys have my email. You can request to be put on. I don't know. I'm going to talk to Stephan and see if he can do something really fun, like have you register for the next class so we can do it. I'm willing to do this class if I have enough people that want to continue and go forward with the class. So if you'll just put in the subject line, send me an email, RSVP for the next group class. Let's see, what would the date of that one be?
Do you want to do it a week from now? Or?
Yeah. If we do it,
would that be the
27th?
27th of July.
Okay, so I need an RSVP for the 27th. I will work endlessly as long as I know there's people there who want to work. And, Stephan, you're going to give me a copy of the roster of who was on this class tonight?
Sure.
And I'll start with that as the first attendees as to the attendance. And let's see where the attendance goes. This is a good time for you to either invite your people in, and they'd have to play catch-up, but invite your people in and continue to move forward in the class, or as the class, if the class, everybody feels they got enough of what they need and they start going to work and they're getting the results they desire and there's no need to continue with the classes, then we can take it down to private sessions as we do. So anyway,
One thing before we end the call, I need to complete this, the 0290 who does that phone number belong to so I can complete Carlin's roster, please? 0290.
Do you have to open the line, Stefan, to get in?
Yeah, I did open their line for them.
Okay.
0290. Can you hear me? It's an 817 number. Who does that belong to? Don't be bashful out there. You'll never make it on the script calls if you're bashful. Try this.
That was probably someone I had on earlier, Brenda.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
I had on a three-way, and I think she fell off.
Brenda. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
Okay, and what about, what's her name that you had there, the SA?
She wasn't able to get on. Yeah, she wasn't able to get on tonight.
Sorry. Okay. All right. Okay, so Brenda. All right, so just put that down. That's great. And then, okay, now here's the final thing that I want to say before we hang up. If those of you who are involved in the LGN program and you are going to convention, I want you to know that it's important that I know who's going, because as a team, we can get better room rates. We can help people who are flying in and maybe get a flight and a hotel. There's several people flying hotel. We can have an extra hotel room and get a discount on that room. And I would like to know a couple things. Like, here's what I'd like to know. Maybe Stefan will have a roster that we can put in there for the team. We need to know who you are, if you're flying in or driving in, if you have a room and would like to share a room or need a room and would like to share a room, and if you'd like to share a room with one, two, three, or four, you tell us. And what we're going to do is, I'm not taking full responsibility if we don't get a good turnout. I'm trying really desperately to make sure, because I do a couple special things. If we have a group of people going, and right now we have 14 to my knowledge, if you guys are all going to go, we're going to go together, it's going to be a lot of fun if we're in the same place, same hotel. So if you've got your own self booked somewhere else, maybe just let us know, and so that we can at least keep track of one another, because the night we are there on Thursday night, it would be a great time to get together, have everybody meet one another, and I would like to do something special in one of the rooms. So just, again, communication. If you don't mind letting us know when you decide you're going, if you're going to book, whatever. I have not purchased a ticket yet. I have a couple people who already bought their tickets. So anyway, just communicate. In the subject line, say, regarding LGN convention, and then I'll be able to separate that into my data to know who we're talking about there. So I really hope you've had a good time tonight. Thank you so much for the time you've invested away from your families and investing in yourselves and your business tonight to be on this call to allow me the opportunity to help you to achieve what you've wanted to. It's all a matter of practice, practice, practice. I want you to have fun. I'd love for you to call me up and pretend, if you'd like, as long as you do it after 10 o'clock in the morning, pretend to be somebody and that you're looking for a lead if you feel your script is real confident. If you'd like a critiquing or you want to do a three-way with two people and you want that, you can let me know. Next week, if you really want to, we can take this to the next level and we can go right into really reading scripts. But I hope some of you will be on the phone practicing this within the next 2 days. And actually working those leads that you have and getting results so that you have a story to tell us. So with that, let me know also very simply with an RSVP for the LGN script training, or just script training is fine for the 27th. I will need to know so I'm able to do what I did for you this time, and that's send out the announcements and have the stuff back there. You'll also, everyone who's on this call, and the team will get an announcement as to where it's posted for the refresher class or the recorded class to get in there. All right, so with that, Stefan, I'll turn it over for you to do what you have to do to disconnect us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Have a very good evening. Good night.